Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Unfortunately, anti-Semitism is alive in the United States, and we have to recognize it and we have to speak up. Christians and Jews and all Americans need to condemn this hatred against Jews and even now what we're seeing against churches and Christians in the United States and around the world. We're going to be talking about this shooting at the synagogue in California on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as you know, a 19-year-old individual who was apparently a good student, but was filled with hate and anti-Semitism, went into a synagogue in San Diego, California, on a day where they were having a celebration on Shabbat, Sabbath, Saturday, of the last day of Passover, having a rifle, deciding to kill many people. Fortunately, his gun jammed. He did shoot the rabbi, who ultimately lost fingers as a result of that. Fortunately, he didn't lose his life. And then one of the members, Lori Kay, jumped in between the shooter and the rabbi, and she literally took a bullet not only for the rabbi, but for everyone else, and she died there at the scene. The shooter was later apprehended because of some brave and quick acts by some people in the synagogue and near the synagogue. But Matt, this just really underscores the rise of anti-Semitism. We're seeing, you know, attacks on synagogues, and we've also seen attacks, for example, on Christian churches. You know, in France, for example, there's lots of churches that have been burned and vandalized.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds. Marcon came out in support of the Notre Dame when it was burned, but I think that was more political because it was so widespread around the world. But he has not done anything there in that country to stop the targeting of Christian churches. In America, we've had people go into churches and open fire. We've had people go into synagogues and open fire. And one of the things that we're seeing today is a rise of anti-Semitism. When I talk to Jewish people here in the United States, particularly in Israel, because I go there on a number of occasions, what they fear is that we are in the equivalent of the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And what happened in the 1930s is it gave the foundation for the 1940s. And what I'm talking about is Nazi Germany. The anti-Semitism that developed and was not rebuked ultimately led to Hitler's attempt to exterminate the Jewish population. And now we're actually seeing that in America. We need to stand up and speak up, and we need to unite together.
We do, and we're seeing it, you know, I mean, yes, on the extreme right, you know, the Aryan Nation, white nationalists, KKK types, a tiny, tiny, really a non-influential minority of Americans. But we also see it on the center left, all the way to the extreme left. The center left, unfortunately, is becoming the extreme left. And then they couch it in the term, under the terms anti-Zionism, because they can't say we're anti-Jewish. They say we're anti-Israel or we're anti-Zionist. And that's just a euphemism for Jewish. So they're attacking Jewish people, the Jewish faith, under the guise of hatred, really, for Israel and support for Islam and the so-called Palestinian state, which doesn't even exist.
Well, you know, this was a college student, and you look at the examples they have that are poisoning their minds. You know, you've got Farrakhan, you've got these two Muslims that were recently elected to Congress that are speaking all this anti-Israel talk. Yeah, and
you've got student groups on
tragic.
College campuses, students for
feeling,
a free Palestine.
Yeah, they're fueling the fires of these kids.
Yeah, and these organizations, they just pump out anti-Semitism. They're very opposed to Israel, And when you're focused on Israel, even if you don't start off like that, and you demonize Israel, and you say that they're occupiers, and they're the suppressors, and there is an apartheid in Israel. In fact, those who ever say that have never been to Israel.
They're totally detached from reality and history.
It's just ignorant rhetoric. If you go to Israel, you cannot use that kind of rhetoric if you're going to be objective. There is no apartheid there. Arab Muslims have the right to vote. They can choose to become an Israeli citizen. And some of them actually serve in the Knesset, the parliament, our legislative body equivalent. So you don't have what you had in South Africa. So stop using the word apartheid.
Yeah, the freest Arabs in all of the Middle East are Arabs in Israel. That is a fact.
Yeah, so when they continue to focus on this anti-Israel rhetoric, well, then who's behind Israel? It's the Jews. And so it becomes anti-Semitic.
Look at the New York Times with that hideous cartoon.
The New York Times. And then they came out with a second cartoon that was just as anti-Semitic.
A couple days later.
With Benjamin Netanyahu, blind, taking a selfie with what appeared to be the Ten Commandments that he was holding up with one hand that had the Star of David on it.
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting. The other one was Trump having on a leash Netanyahu like a long extended dog.
A guide dog. Trump was blind.
With a guide dog. And
that's what our young people are seeing. That's what they're getting.
And here's the other thing. We have members of Congress that have still not been censored by the Democratic leadership. Nancy Pelosi has the ability, and other members of the Democratic-controlled House have the ability to take a hard stand against this anti-Semitism, and yet some of their members, like Representative Ilhan Omar, are spewing out anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment, and they're getting away with it. You know, you cannot continue to ignore that and then wring your hands and then want to have gun control when someone goes into a synagogue and opens
and
fire.
Can we talk about that for a second? Who was it that stopped this shooter? There was an armed with a concealed carry Jewish synagogue attendee there. There was an off-duty Border Patrol agent. He handed the off-duty Border Patrol agent his concealed weapon because he is more, you know, I guess he figured he's an officer. He's better equipped to use it. And he pursued and effectively stopped this mass murder. Yes, the gun jammed, but that played a big part. So once again, the Second Amendment saves lives in that synagogue.
Yeah, it really did. So, you know, this is unfortunately the result of anti-Semitism. And you're going to have more of that unless we speak up. You know, we cannot continue to repeat the history that happened in the 1930s that ultimately led to the unfortunate, sad, despicable Holocaust that we never want to see again, we never want to repeat again, of the 1940s. And it was because anti-Semitism paved the way and people didn't speak out enough. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, Jews became demonized, and people thought, some of them, that they were parasites, that they were the problem, that they were the evil, and you need to crush them like a bug. Get the termites, as Louis Farrakhan uses that derogatory, hateful language. He calls them termites. He's not anti-Semite. He says he's anti-termite. We need to come together and say enough is enough.
You know, it's like that movie, Matt, Sing a Little Louder. You know, it's like we cannot continue to just turn the music up louder and ignore what's going on.
We have on our website at covenantjourney.org under resources. So go to covenantjourney.org under resources. And on that website, you're going to see some information, books, videos. One of them is a trailer. It's about 7 to 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's called
Excellent.
Sing a Little Louder, and
true
it's a true story.
Yeah,
it's about a church that was actually along the railroad tracks. And during the church service on Sunday, the trains carrying the Jews to the camps would come by, and people would be heard screaming. In order to drown out the sound, because they didn't want to be bothered by it, they just sang a little louder.
And ignored it.
And ignored it. Oh, my goodness. It is a powerful video. I encourage you to take a look at covenantjourney.org resources and watch Sing a Little Louder. It's on YouTube, and you can watch it. Powerful. It's a reminder for us to stop singing a little louder, to understand what's going on, and start speaking up. For more information on how you can stand with Israel and stand with us as we continue to fight for religious freedom, life, and family, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.